The title of this message is, What is a Strong Man's Spirit? And the reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 14, verses 11 to 15. All your pomp has been brought down to the grave, along with the noise of your harps. Maggots are spread out beneath you, and worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, I will descend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Even though we read of Satan's downfall and read clearly in Colossians 2, verse 15, that Jesus, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. We as Christians must not forget that the executive branch of Satan's authority still exists and will do until they are thrown into the lake of fire. Until then, Satan seeks to invade the body of the believer and the unbeliever. He is able to achieve this when you and I open the door through committing sin without seeking forgiveness. This leads to our demonization. The strong man's spirit reflects traits of Satan's character. He is egocentric, seeks self-praise, and believes he is God. If I came to your home and found that you were overpowered by someone else and taken hostage, from a biblical sense, you and your possessions would be under the control of that strong man spirit. So because of a sinful involvement of some kind, you have opened the door of demonic activity in your life. This has caused you, through demonization, to succumb to a strong man spirit from the executive branch of Satan's authority. You have, in fact, become a child of a strong man spirit. The strong man spirit that has taken you hostage will be stronger than you. Therefore, you will need someone with a stronger faith than yourself, like a pastor, for instance, to help you achieve your deliverance. There are many strong men spirits, but the three strong men spirits are Jezebel, even though it's a woman's name, Antichrist, and Death and Hades. It is always worthwhile when ministering deliverance to anyone to bind all three strong men spirits in the name of Jesus. This should be done in the order mentioned: Jezebel, Antichrist, and Death and Hades. You see, that is the order that we read that they are thrown into the lake of fire, which is the second death, in Revelations chapter 17 to 20. It is recommended that you read these four chapters in your spare time. To fully understand what a strong man is, you must understand who Satan is. He is a liar. He has nothing original. He created nothing. He copies and steals all that he has. He has even tried to copy the Holy Trinity and has failed miserably. Instead, he has ended up with the satanic trinity, which is Jezebel, who has turned out to be the spirit of deception and not truth, Antichrist, who is also his failed attempt to replicate the Father, and Death and Hades, who have turned out to be the opposite of Jesus and not life. So you can now understand that the flaws of Christians to fall into sin causes the executive branch of Satan's authority, notably Jezebel, Antichrist, and Death and Hades, to demonize those with sinful involvement and cause strong men's spirits to rule over them. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, we are told the following. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first binds up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Satan is a strong man. However, the coming of Jesus Christ through the crucifixion allowed him to enter Satan's house, bind him, and take back what he has stolen. At the same time, Jesus Christ also has given the believer the possibility to do the same. You should also be aware that to be captured by a strong man's spirit also makes you a candidate to become one of Satan's children. Let me explain. A person can manifest as a child and become insensitive to sin, being a child of Jezebel or a child of Antichrist or a child of Death and Hades. Some of these children are in fact demonized from an early stage in their lives. In the following, we hear about the strong man spirit and his children, in the sense that these children are dependent on the strong man. Therefore, it is important to bind the strong man and his children and command them to leave the body of the person they're living in. How does a strong man's spirit manage to enter a person's body? With his children. When a person does not confess his or her sins before God and ask for forgiveness, he or she opens his house, in other words, his body, for the strong man to enter. Thus, the strong man's spirit enters that person's house with his children. In order to obtain deliverance, prayers in the name of Jesus must be made to bind the strong man and his children and command them to leave the body of the person they're living in. Here are the strong men and a few of their children. Firstly, the spirit of Jezebel, which we read in Isaiah 47, verses 8 to 10, and verse 12. Now therefore, hear this, you lover of pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow or know the loss of children. These two things shall come to you in a moment. In one day, the loss of children and widowhood shall come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries and the great power of your enchantments. You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, "No one sees me." Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. And you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you may be able to succeed. perhaps you may inspire terror. Some of Jezebel's children are dementia, drugs, homosexuality, idolatry, occultic, witchcraft, sorcery. Secondly, Antichrist, which we read about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 8. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you about these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will throw with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. Some of the Antichrist's children are the spirit of abortion, anger, bitterness, blasphemy, drunkenness, envy or hatred, lack of faith, poverty, and stealing. Thirdly, death and hate, which we read about in Revelations chapter 20, verse 13 to 14. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Some of the children of death and Hades are sickness, breathing problems, guilt, condemnation, curses such as frequent accidents, and succession of death in families. We have heard what effects the spirit of the strong man has on people. Ask God to reveal to you who the spirit of the strong man or demon is. Say a prayer, and then in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, bind the strong man revealed to you and the demon he controls that is holding you hostage, and take back your possessions. In most cases, because of your inaction in faith, you have unwittingly opened the door and allowed yourself to be held hostage by the enemy. The spirit of the strong man who controls the demon or demons that has taken you hostage will be stronger than you. Therefore, it is advisable to seek the help of a pastor who has more knowledge to achieve your deliverance. If you are affected by a curse, remember to reverse the curse, as it is written in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, which says, "Bless them that curse you. Bless and curse not." May our Heavenly Father give you the grace to understand and digest this message. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
You know we all need some. Just anyone. we take will do. Someone who's special, whose love lasts forever. Someone who wants to keep us together. Calling on Jesus, come and live between. Between us, He makes our love grow strong and keeps our faith going on. Calling on Jesus, come and live between us. We all need Jesus, come and live between. Calling on Jesus.